Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Kyle Hamilton, Ravens All-Pro safety, talking about, first of all, Chuck Pagano, the grand poobah of the secondary, former Colts coach, former Ravens defensive coordinator, fought cancer and won, came out of retirement kind of by happenstance. I mean, Harbs was calling him to ask about another guy,
yeah.
or he called John Harbaugh to recommend, and John's like, hey, what are you thinking?
Right.
All right. Yeah, I'll come back. And he said, when he met with the media a week or so ago, this is it. I'm good. I don't want to be a head coach. I'm done with that. I'm in my happy space. And right now his happy space is in Baltimore coaching or helping to coach the secondary and confer with Zach Gore. And I guess you get immediate street cred from a guy like Kyle Hamilton, you know, helps your cause for sure.
Well, when he walks in the door, and like you just said, all the things that he's done, Bob, and you know, the great DBs that he has coached. I mean, when you watch the DBs out there on the field, I mean, like when you watch their drills, I mean, they don't BS around. I mean, when they're out there, they're going 100 miles an hour, and their plant drive, their pedal, everything, they look pretty damn good, you know. And there's like an undrafted kid that looks, this Reuben Lowry, undrafted kid, he looks good. He looks good. He's going to be competing, you know, to make the team, you know. But fundamentally, they're very good. And Chuck's, when you watch Chuck at practice, I mean, he's on those young guys and stuff when they're doing their, when they're doing their stuff in Pascal and everything. I mean, he's correcting. He's on them, you know. I mean, and he doesn't let them, and they film everything. Bob, everything is filmed. Like, we were standing, because we were indoors yesterday, standing right next to the running back drill, and they're filming every little thing they did. You know, so when they go in, they can watch every drill. Anything that they do on the field is filmed. So they can go in, watch it, study it. And we heard, you know, that Pagano sends Malachi Starks film at 5 in the morning. So Chuck's up early, you know, doing his film work and, you know, helping these guys out. I think it's awesome that Chuck Pagano's there.
What do you think, Nolan?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the very least, you're happy that they decided to make this kind of addition in the offseason. You know, does Zach Gore still need that veteran assistant coach? Some would say, maybe a lot of us would say yes. But if that's the case, let's do it now. Instead of an example like last year where we put it all on Zach Gore. It appeared to be too much. You have to bring in, enlist some help midway through the season. Things start to turn around, but you're still left wondering, well, hey, I mean, if we made that move in the offseason, do we avoid maybe at least one of those crushing defeats early in the season? Maybe that helps you get home field when it's all said and done. So they don't seem to be complacent about anything, whether it's players or coaches, and that's encouraging.
Because looking at the schedule. For yeah. 25, Ravens open at Buffalo. Last year open at KC.
Great quarterback.
But lost, then came home for expected puffy pants against the Raiders. And lost. After Buffalo, they come back, Cleveland Browns. Ravens, I'm guessing, will be a strong 8 to 10 point favorite in that ball game. So, to Nolan's point, trying to avoid, right, losing to Buffalo is not embarrassing. Matter of fact, they're underdogs in the early line to that game. Bills are actually favored in every game on their schedule right now. But you lose to Buffalo under whatever circumstance, and you come back, drop 0-2, losing at home to Cleveland. No, if you want to be the number one seed, That's a loss that's unacceptable and should not happen. If both teams are healthy and at full potential, the Ravens should not be losing to the Browns, with all due respect to Cleveland fans out there.
And I think when you look at kind of the Ravens offseason move, and you talk about like Pagano and stuff, I mean, they've basically checked every box to help them win a Super Bowl. The only box to me that is left unchecked is, can a rookie kicker handle it, or do we have to go get a veteran? That to me is a box that'll be determined down the road. So we'll see. But, you know, from what we've seen at mini camp, it's a little worrisome.
Now, he also, Kyle Hamilton, mentioned Donald D'Alessio, who's a defensive backs coach coming in from Kansas City, where he coached there for 3 years, and gave a little praise. And you talked about the tweaking of the staff, and here's a new addition to the crew as well.
Yeah, and thing about Kansas City, their corners were pretty damn good, and they would play young corners and did a good job. So having Chuck in to help him, you know, learn too, you can't have it any better than that. You know, and Chuck kind of, I think Chuck's kind of like overseas, and the other kid, he runs the meetings and stuff, and I think Chuck kind of oversees and adds whatever he needs to add to every player.
When we come back, NFL Lunch, going to hear more from the Ravens as they wrap up mandatory minicamp for the year 2025. American League East report. Orioles, they blew an 8-0 lead last night. What more do you want to talk about? But we'll revisit, preview tonight's game, look at the standings and the scores. We do have day baseball coming your way, as the Yankees are actually trying to avoid the sweep at home to the Los Angeles Angels. Remember the Angels, the team the Orioles just swept? They might be sweeping the Yankees here, and that starts in a matter of minutes.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.